This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I don't know how others felt, but there was one, and I don't remember if you were there, Dave, actually, when locally when we had the strategic planning here with the board, and it was over by the station at that hotel, and it was the most productive session because it was working with management as well. So they really kind of spearheaded and crafted it, and we all then merged our ideas with what they had envisioned for the station. In the same way, I do think that even though the board is the one that's going to define a lot of the priorities, but we are absent a lot of the critical issues and interaction that is coming from the executive. So I think the executive director, along with the board chair and perhaps one other person that would be useful, that can be discussed at the PMB meeting, would be a good choice. But it has to be the executive director. I wouldn't recommend it being three PMB members.
Well, my problem is I don't think I can manage. I mean, my schedule and my commitments right now are so impacted that I can't.
Well, you wouldn't be chair then anyway. Oh,
okay,
you need to plan
I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying that, and maybe I'd be willing because I do think this is the last thing I'll do, so I could give it a shot. But what I'm saying is it's unlikely that if we engage in a sort of entire board process to work this out, that we'll get a good outcome. I think one of the things the board really needs to start doing is just empowering people to act and say, we're going to entrust you to do it. You do it, you're responsible to do it, take care of it. And so my recommendation would be that the board adopt an agreement that the first day would be, board training and priority setting, and that at a point that we agree on three people who would be responsible for planning and organizing that session. You just let them do it. And
Right, but you realize they're not coming back. That you could be electing three people that aren't coming, that won't be at that meeting to do anything.
I didn't say three people to conduct it. I said three people to organize it, to plan it.
Right, but that's why the constant needs to be somebody from staff because...
That's fine.
Yeah, because the others will disappear and the meaning of what you plan gets lost.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead.
I hope that people won't find this redundant, but I'm just going to say that I, in my own job, I am sent to workshops all the time about how to run a nonprofit, and I watch them do it, and whenever I go to one, I find out that, wow, this is why my boss does this or that, and it's nonprofit 101 that you have these retreats every couple of years or whenever, and that one of the main components should be that it's, first of all, not in your normal setting, and second of all, facilitated by someone who is not your staff or your board. And I'm with you that it should be somebody that is very much understands the organization, and I don't know that I have someone to recommend on this, but I'm going to be thinking about it. But it's someone who really cares about what you do and also knows how nonprofits are run and stuff, and they can make it be, it's a kind of a valuable thing to have someone neutral to help you. They don't tell you what to say or what to think or anything like that, but it's just that somebody that's skilled in getting people together, and what you always find is that you really all agree, and of course the implementation is another thing, but when we have people who actually know how to do this, it goes a lot different than if you have us who know how to argue with each other.
Okay, well, but I want to come back to the notion that I don't, that there's two ways to do this. We can either have the body try and decide how it's going to be, or we can assign the responsibility to work that out to one or two people, and then insights that people have about how it should be done from other board members could be directed to those people.
I second that.
If you would want to be on that group, given your experience, I think that would be great. You have a lot of board experience. You know this other stuff. I'd be happy to say you should be, and you have a lot of energy. So I'd be happy to say, yeah, let's have you do that and
is
be
there,
a part of it.
You know, is
we
there
have
any
somebody
reason,
from the staff, some, and maybe
right.
two people from the board.
Is there any reason that we couldn't work with somebody like Phil and the national office?
That might be the best person.
And
I had talked to Nicole about having him do that.
Right, and coordinate with board reps. I mean, he could do the research for us. Because,
right, but
you know,
the key is that the board at its next meeting would need, on the coordinating committee's recommendation, to adopt a formula that empowers somebody to act so that you don't have, like, us burning through hours of board time coming back and making, you know, little decisions like, well, should it be 3 hours or 2 hours? And,
I agree.
Yes.
So what you know what I'd like to do? I'd like, since we're not actually meeting in the formal meeting because we lack quorum, why don't we, via email, be in contact for recommendations on how to constitute a body that would be appropriately representative, but right now agree that our recommendation is that the board empower a committee of a working group, a task force, to just execute that.
Thank you. I agree with that.
Is that okay with everyone, Chandra, Wendy?
Yes. Let's be in contact via email on how to constitute a body that would what?
A task force that the board would then vote to empower to do the meeting planning.
Right.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I think that the board should empower us to do it instead of, you know, going through a bunch of stuff and then have it be shot down.
Okay, well, if you want to assign it to the coordinating committee, maybe that's the best agreement.
Let's have the coordinating committee be in contact on how to constitute a working group that would be empowered. I'm sorry, I didn't write it all.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Wait, listen. I think your idea is good. Why don't we have the board just give the authorize the coordinating committee to approve, form a task force, and to you know, approve its work. So that gives us still some check over it, some ability to discuss it, but we can do it more informally. No, wait, but that requires yet another meeting.
Yeah, I like your
point
idea better, Dave, and besides, the coordinating committee may also have its challenges making quorum as it did tonight, and it's too big. You're talking about three people versus nine people. So
yeah, we talked about empowering a group, so why don't we just see if... Wendy, do you want to do this? I mean, if you're interested.
Well, the problem is we don't have a quorum tonight, so that's.
So we can't empower anybody.
No, but the PMB can.
Right. Well, what we can do is make a recommendation and just report that though we lack quorum, those who were present met in public session and made the following recommendation to the board, and the board can still adopt that as a motion.
Exactly. Thank you.
I just didn't write, I'm sorry, I keep changing it, that we want to be empowered to form a working group.
No, we're saying that the board should appoint a task force that would be responsible for organizing the board training and goal setting session, which would occupy the full day Friday.
Oh, man, now I hate it. Okay.
You liked it before.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about doing it. We're the coordinating committee. We coordinate meetings. And now we're asking the board to appoint a task force to set that all that stuff up. And,
yeah, but Lydia's point is well taken. We have so many people. This is actually a 10-person committee. We have a burden of a lot of PNB meetings plus our additional committee work. And I do think that it's, you know, when a committee has to take responsibility for it, it ends up being a dispersed responsibility. If you say you've got one staff person and two board members, that's your job, then you let somebody take action. So that's the argument for doing it that way.
Okay, and one more secretary clarifications. We're just talking about Friday.
Yeah, well, the rest of the board meeting is going to be taken up on...
regular meeting business.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you've got at that meeting, the January meeting is pretty much, it's a
housekeeping.
It writes itself, right, because you've got to form your committees and you've got to do a whole bunch of stuff. There'll be a section on committee reports. Oh, wait, that is important. Good point. I had talked to Nicole about this. I don't think it makes sense at that first meeting to have the station report. You're meeting again in 2 months. I think it's much better to deal with all your housekeeping stuff, and rather than having, you know, a quick dog and pony show, we could have a report from the local station. But one question was whether we should even ask all the managers from all the network to travel there or not. And I was going to leave that question up to the ED, but we might want to make a recommendation that at that meeting we forego management reports. Management.
Well, you know, certainly this is Dan.
National staff reports. Dan, go ahead.
Could I check in on this? I mean,
yeah,
I think that as the board chair and the ED should really work much more closely together on developing at least those parts of the PNB meetings and create a schedule. But you know, I don't think there's too many reports at each meeting, and they're not
right.
in depth. And I think there should be an effort to, you know, divide them up. You know, at one meeting we'll have, you know, maybe two stations and two committees, and then the next meeting, you know, two stations and two committees, and so on. So you don't try to report on everything at each meeting.
Yes,
yeah,
good
that's
idea.
A good idea. And also, I certainly think we may want to have the management reports, but I think the national staff reports we just won't have time for. But you're right, and usually what we do is I put my head together with the ED, and we make a proposed schedule, and then we bring it to the coordinating committee, and they you know, jigger it, and then we give it to the board. But we can do that stuff in January. What's important in terms of pre-planning is how we're going to spend that first day, because that takes a lot of organizing work. So can we leave this subject?
Well, wait, just to be clear, so, I agree with Dan. Are we saying now that we not bring all the GMs to the January meeting?
No, our decision will be the task force for Friday, and the rest of the stuff is something that I can work out with the ED, and we can make a recommendation. We can deal with that stuff in January. It does not need to be dealt with right now.
You know, Wendy, I think all the GMs should come to the meeting, because I think that the meeting should also be an opportunity for the GMs and the other national staff people to work together, not necessarily with the PNB. So I think that that's another thing we should really institutionalize. Like at the last couple of meetings, the national staff and the GMs have met on Thursday.
Well, no, they've been
right.
doing that for more than two meetings. They've been doing that a lot, and that's good. I think
right.
it's good. And I think that they also should be required to come to the PNB meeting, but I think I'm with you on do we really need to spend a bunch of time on the reports? But being that we're in New York, and that's our most troubled station right now, we need to definitely have them in on conversations with the board.
Yeah, well, like I said,
yeah, I agree.
The question of which staff comes, I think, should be at the ED's discretion. And one of the issues there just had to do with cost and timing and but again, I'd like to move the agenda, because I think
we've
dealt with the stuff we need to take to the board. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. And I assume we're in agreement that we'll delay the dealing with the digital distribution thing till the January meeting.
Yes.
So with that, I think we completed our public session and can go into the executive session now. Am I wrong about that? Was there anything else on public session that I left out? I don't think so. Yeah, no, I didn't.